Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How much would you pay to go see a concert you really, really wanted to see? What was the most you ever paid for tickets? Was it $5,000? The fact that this is a real thing is crazy, because when I think about $5,000 tickets, I think Super Bowl. I think something massive like that, that's an investment, that's like a bucket list item, not necessarily to go see Bruce Springsteen.
I got to tell you, I mean, the whole thing feels dirty, right? It turns me off to the fact of buying a concert ticket for anything in the future if it's going to be this slide scale nonsense. On the one hand, brilliant business model for some evildoer that's in an office counting their gold coins. On the other hand, everybody else, you're priced out of a show. I got to think that that's illegal somehow.
So if you miss this whole thing, Ticketmaster has this new thing called dynamic pricing. And when they created it, it's supposed to like freeze out scalpers from buying up all the tickets and then selling them for $1 million and all that.
Uh-huh.
But it's like a sliding scale. So if there's a ton of interest in a show, right, the prices fluctuate. So it started that the Bruce Springsteen tickets, when they went on sale, were about between $60 for the nosebleeds to about, I think it was like $400 for really good seats, which is still a pretty big investment.
That's what they get for tickets now.
Yeah, and it's Bruce Springsteen. Like, it's iconic, right? Okay, well, because of this quote-unquote dynamic pricing, tickets were selling for up to $5,000. Real tickets. Ticketmaster tickets. Like, can you imagine for you and your spouse to go see Bruce Springsteen, it's going to cost you $10,000?
There's not an individual on the planet that I would spend $5,000 to see.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
There's not one.
What's the most amount of money you ever spent on tickets?
I spent $1,600 on four Rolling Stones tickets. I spent about the same, maybe a little bit more, on four Justin Timberlake tickets. I sold a pair of each of those, which basically covered my other pair of tickets.
Yeah.
So I think I sold a pair for like, no, I didn't even sell them that much. I think I sold a pair each for like, one was $800 and one was $1,000. And
that's,
I couldn't imagine
lot.
Ever doing it again. They were good seats. They weren't even the best seats in the house.
That boggles my mind. The most I ever paid for tickets, I would say probably about $350 each for me and my daughter to go see Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And that was a Christmas present. You know, that was like it was our big surprise,
right?
The big reveal. You
they
know?
Weren't the best seats in the house, were they?
Absolutely. No, we weren't even on the floor. Forget it. Like,
right.
We were like on the first tier. Like,
right.
And I had to like jump through hoops for Taylor Swift tickets. I had to wait in line for 3 weeks. I had to keep refreshing. I had to like 700 of her videos, you know, all that nonsense.
Right. It's like you were working for her.
Right.
Really.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending, and why? Up first, Vince McMahon. Why is Vince McMahon trending?
Probably something he did that was inappropriate.
Well, yeah, kind of. So, you know, there's been a lot of sexual misconduct allegations over the last few years and investigations and all that. But he did come out and officially retire from chairman and CEO of the WWE.
Hmm.
His daughter, Stephanie, is going to take over. Here she is making the announcement.
Earlier tonight, my father, Vince McMahon, retired from WWE. This is the company that he created.
I mean, not shocking to think that the crowd of mostly 16, 14, and 12-year-olds has no idea what the allegations are and what they really mean and the gravity of them. But thanks, Vince, I guess.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I think for
WWE,
it holds a place in my heart, because I remember being a kid and my grandfather was loved with WWF back then, right?
Sure.
And we would watch it. We would have to sit at his house. We would have to sit on the couch and we would watch them wrestle, like, growing up. And then, like, it kind of sticks with you. I used to have Bret the Hitman Hart posters in my room.
Nice.
In my locker at school.
Yeah. The hair was always just a little bit too greasy for me for Bret the Hitman Hart.
He was my guy.
But you know what? That was the golden age, man. I mean, I loved Hulk Hogan. Ultimate Warrior was my man. Ultimate Warrior was the best. I loved it when Randy Macho Man Savage would come on TV, just because he was crazy.
Yeah.
Ooh. I used to love that dude. And Ultimate Warrior, like, he didn't have that great of a persona, but he was ripped and he had the makeup, and then he would jump off the top row. Oh, it was the best. Yeah. It was a good time.
Also trending, Shark Week. It's the 34th anniversary of Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. Kicked off yesterday. And for the first time, there's a master of ceremonies.
That seems strange.
How many sharks did we say we needed?
That is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Interesting that they picked him. I feel like it has enough of a draw that they probably didn't have to pay him $75 billion to take that role, right?
I mean, I feel like the stars have kind of lined up to do shows with Discovery and Shark Week over the last decade or so. So, I mean, who knows?
Our boy, Paul DeGelder, has a show that premiered talking about getting bit. We had an interview with Paul DeGelder probably a year ago, 2 years ago now.
That's the Australian Legion diver who was attacked in Sydney Harbor. And lost a leg, lost an arm. I mean, just an amazing storyteller, incredible man, and the things that he's gone through and learned through that. And he loves sharks. He loves sharks now more than ever.
And one of my favorite interviews. You know what? We should repost that podcast. Let's get that podcast up on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. It's one of those things where you listen and your mouth just drops a little bit because it's incredible when he tells his stories about being face-to-face with sharks.
I mean, I can listen to that guy read the telephone book. Like, he's fantastic.
And trending today, Five Guys as well. It turned out to be a massive internet kind of debate over the weekend. They're trying to figure out what is the best burger. Culver's Double Butter Burger, In-N-Out Double Double, McDonald's Double Quarter Pounder, Whataburger's Double Meat Whataburger, Wendy's Dave's Double, the Whopper from Burger King, Five Guys Cheeseburger.
I mean, you know, we've had this discussion before. There's a difference to me between a fast food burger and a gourmet burger or a specialty burger. So Five Guys to me is not a fast food burger.
Why?
I mean, if you've ever stood in that line, it takes quite a while at my Five Guys. It doesn't seem like fast food. In-N-Out is the best fast food burger. Whopper is the best huge chain. Like, In-N-Out isn't everywhere. Whopper is everywhere. Burger King is, you know, global, worldwide.
I will say, like, normally I McDonald's is my favorite, but a junior Whopper from Burger King, I crave that every once in a while.
Whopper with cheese with a Coke when hungover? Woo, girl! It's like you went to the doctor.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You're not supposed to complain, but sometimes it just makes you feel good, right? What is the thing that drives you crazy? When somebody does it, talks about it, this is your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Tara.
If you decide in a big driveway when there's a lot of construction going on that you're going to park sideways across the entire driveway so nobody else can pull in, that's all I need to know about you.
Is this a contractor or construction worker that's done that, or just the idiot that you live with?
Yeah, I'm an interior designer, and I was on a job site yesterday, and the shower door guy parked across the whole driveway so nobody else could get in.
Don't you know that the shower door guy is the most important guy? If we don't have the shower door guy there, then the rest of the house project is not going to happen. Don't you know that?
Absolutely. He had every door open, the passenger door, the driver door, the side door, the back door. Nobody could get in. It was ridiculous.
I bet if you show up today, too, the job is not completely done.
Probably not.
Lindsay, that's all I need to know about you.
When people take fries off my plate without asking, that's all I need to know about you.
It's one of those things where you're supposed to act like it's cute and it's cool, but I immediately want to sock somebody in the nose.
French fries doesn't bother me when somebody takes them off my plate. What bothers me is onion rings, because there's only a certain amount of onion rings that you get.
Yeah.
So if there's only six on the plate for whatever reason, and you've taken one, you have taken 16% of my onion rings.
15%, yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Right. Was that close?
Right. No. Not really. 15, 16, maybe. You know what? Actually, now I'm working over the math a little bit more. Maybe,
you've
right.
You've taken 73%
of my onion. You know what? Let's not get caught up in the math. What I will agree with is the onion ring is more of a violation than the French fry.
Absolutely.
But.
I don't know about that. I don't agree.
I mean, neither of them make me happy. I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't want to be a narc. But we went to a luncheon yesterday, and there were very important people at this luncheon. And one of those people was the owner of this company. And do you know that he took we got two extra bowls of fries. He took one of those extra bowls. He parked it right next to him.
No, he took a bunch and put them in a separate plate and then returned them.
Is that what he did?
Yes.
I feel like he took all those fries.
He did not.
So then when I saw a couple fries left, I grabbed that bowl and I poured it on my plate. I was like, okay, here we go.
No, but you know what you did do at the luncheon? If we're going to throw people under the bus,
what
all I need
do?
To know about you?
Yeah.
You put your elbows on the table while people were eating.
You can put the elbows on the table.
Not when people are eating. Only when they're not eating.
No. With a hamburger, I can put the elbows on the table.
No. Only when people are not eating are you allowed to have your elbows on the table.
I was trying
to motion from you for across the table. Like, get your elbows off the table. Get your elbows off.
You were trying to motion at me. I thought you were asleep for 45 minutes during that meeting, sitting up. It was quite the lunch. You've sparked something, Dina. But I did eat my vegetables. Thank you very much.
With his elbows on the table.
Oh, by the way, calculator says 16.6%. Nice job.
I told you I was close. I'm so good at math now.
No.
It's one of the most personal things you own. It's actually weird to even have it in my hand right now at work. It seems out of place.
I almost just dropped it on the floor. And imagine how gross that would have been.
Yeah. Your pillow. You cuddle up with your pillow every single night. You know, like that feeling like the... you can finally go to sleep, right?
Sure.
But how do you know when it's time to chuck your pillow, get rid of it? Well, pillows should be replaced every 1 to 2 years because they harbor dirt, dust, bacteria, and skin cells. I guess that's not a surprise. You know that if your face is on it, it's going to be nasty, right?
Mm, I mean, don't you put a pillowcase on it, though?
Yeah, but still, when you
it gets through the pillowcase?
Yes, and it's still, yeah.
Oh.
Of course.
I thought masks saved everything. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
There's two quick, easy things that you can do to test if it's time to throw out your pillows. This lady on the internet, she's got an interesting accent, and she went viral for explaining what these two options are. Here's the first thing you're supposed to do.
Good enough for me.
There are two types of ways you can test your pillows. This is the first option. Fold in half, hold down for 30 seconds, and if it bounces back, it's still good to keep.
No. Is she at a rave?
I don't understand why. Influencers do this?
A Euro cover of the classic Eurythmics. I can't say that band name. You know it. You know what I'm talking about.
All right. So anyway, let's get back to the pillow. Here's what we do. So you take your pillow, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to fold it in half. Now put it like on a flat surface. You fold it in half. Now, if it stays folded in half, that means it's time to throw it away. Mine immediately jumps back. Raven, I can look at yours and know that's not going to happen.
Well, I like mine really, really flat.
Yeah, it's not good for you. It's really not good for you.
I don't know, man. I've had neck surgery. What else does this crazy lady say at a rave?
Or try the saddle test. Think of your arm like a horse. Drape the pillow over, and if it flops, it needs to go.
So you take your arm, right?
Yeah.
You hold your arm straight out.
Okay.
Then you take your pillow,
yeah,
and you put it right in the middle of your arm.
Yeah.
And if it drapes over it, like Raven's clearly does,
yeah,
it's no good. No. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you sleep on that. Basically, what Raven has is like a potato sack that he sleeps on every night. When you brought that in, I thought you were kidding.
No, the thing that is, so I have one pillow that I like cuddle with, and I have the other one that like is, you know, under my head, under my neck. And this is the under the neck one. And I got to tell you, I woke up this morning and I pulled the pillow out. One thing I was, you know, got me thinking about replacement. I sweat a lot last night. Like, and the air conditioning's on and I'm still sweating recently, you know? The pillow is a little bit funky.
And you don't even realize how long you've had it.
Yeah.
Like, even when I was looking at this test and I was trying it, like, my pillows, I didn't think were that old. And
yeah,
then I started thinking, mine is okay. It's like, maybe it has like a few more months left before they have to be replaced. But I always find there's nothing more annoying than buying pillows because they're always way too expensive.
And you go and you can't really try it out. So now your alternative is, let me lay down in the middle of this store,
right,
on a pillow that every person has come through and touched and laid on to.
Yeah.
It's gross. On a mattress that doesn't match mine. It's a terrible process. That's why I've kept this one for 32 years.
No kidding. Look at that thing. That thing is disgusting. Actually, if you want to see it for yourself, you can head to our Instagram page at Anna and Raven. Are you an overpacker or an underpacker when you travel?
I am an underpacker. Well, I would say that I'm a pretty modest packer, but my wife is a crazy packer. She's trying to do better, but she has a real affliction. It's a problem.
I feel like I can never get it right. I either have overpacked to the point where it's obnoxious,
yeah,
or I run out of underwear and then I'm like in a panic. And then I have to have the decision where, like, do I buy new underwear? Do I rewear underwear? Like, it's awful.
Of all the things to run out of, like,
it's so strange.
As a guy, underwear is the first thing that I do. And I always throw like three extra pairs of boxers in there. I bring too much underwear. I pack so much underwear that if I pack like 5 days before we go, I might run out of underwear before we go.
I learned my lesson a lot.
Babe, are you going to do laundry? Because I might need a little bit more underwear, please.
There's a formula that is making its way online on how to actually pack so you're not overpacking for all these trips.
Okay.
First thing you need to do is check the weather, plan out your trip itinerary. So, I mean, obviously, everybody's checking the weather 10 days before you're traveling anywhere because you're excited and you want to see what's going to happen and all that.
Sure.
Then it says, like, look at the activities. So I always do this thing where I pack gym clothes, knowing perfectly well that there is no way that I'm going to go to the gym at the hotel.
You tell yourself that you're going to, though.
Every time.
Yeah, I'm
going
to work out the whole week. Yeah, I won't lose a step, this, that, whatever. Then you hit the buffet the second you walk in.
Never made it to that treadmill. But it's a good thing I have 6 pair of Lululemon pants in here and my sneakers.
Seems like a bad choice.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so here's how it works. 1 top or dress per day plus 1 alternative for every 3 days. So let's say you're going away for 6 days. You bring 8 tops. So one, like basically think 1 a day for your shirts and then bring 2 extra.
That's not going to work. I mean, if you're doing anything hot, if you're doing any sort of tropical, you know, vacation or anything like that, you're going to need a day and a night and a bathing suit probably.
Mm. 1 jacket. Yeah, definitely. You only need 1 jacket. Yeah. That's the one thing I got figured out.
I always bring a sweatshirt and I regret it usually every time because I always run hot.
Yep. 1 or 2 bottoms every 3 days. So again, if your vacation is 6 days, you bring 3 to 4 bottoms. I always have a thing where I pack 1 pair of jeans, you know, like 1 pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm. Fallback.
Yeah. In case like there's that cold night or whatever the situation is, or if I'm going somewhere cold, I feel like, and if it's going somewhere cold, it's 2 pairs of jeans in case I get 1 pair dirty.
Okay.
Yep.
That makes sense.
1 shoe per activity. This is where things get a little hairy.
Oh my gosh. My wife takes up half my suitcase with her shoes and like products.
Yeah.
So if it's like hair products or whatever, you know, all that is going to be in one of my bags.
I never hate my husband's big feet as much as I do as when we're packing to go away. When I convince ourselves that we only need 1 luggage, but then his size 11 and a half shoes.
Yeah.
He's got his dress shoes, his sneakers, and it's like the entire luggage is gone based on that. Here we go with the underwear. 1 pair of underwear per day plus 1 extra for every 4 days. Not like you get sweaty and you want to change a lot. Like,
yes.
This is, you have to pack every pair of underwear you own.
That's right.
If you're going on vacation.
That's what
every
I do.
Every single one.
That's right.
Even the ones that you never wear that you just keep around, like for whatever reason.
Those are the ones I wear on the countdown to my vacation.
Yeah.
Save my best underwear for the vacation.
1 bra every 2 to 3 days. No, I mean, if you're anything like me, you wear like the same bra every single day. There's 1 black
for the
one.
Past decade.
1 white one. Right. It's
one
never
strapless.
Been washed. It stands up on its own. It's coming on vacation with me. And 1 pair of pajamas for every 3 days. And I'm down with that. That's actually exactly what I do. 1 pair of pajamas for every 3 days.
If there was ever a time to sleep in the nude, come on. That's vacation.
I mean, some of us go away with our children.
Oh, well, that's different, I suppose.
Right, yeah. What do you think is the best part about being single?
Mm.
According to science, it may physically be better for you. There is 5 science-backed reasons why they say that.
I mean, look at you. You look so shocked just because you've been betrothed since you were like 7 years old.
But, no, I've been listening to these and thinking about them, and I think that there's pros and cons to all of them, but I can understand. Here they are.
Okay.
The internet guy.
Number 5, you feel less pain. A research conducted in England found that single people felt less physical pain than those in a relationship when undergoing procedures.
Why?
I mean, I don't know what that means. Undergoing procedures.
Yeah, like getting a surgery. I have a surgery coming up on Wednesday that I'm panicked about, and I'm like, wait a minute. You mean if I can get a divorce between now and Wednesday, I might be able to avoid all the pain that's going to go along with that?
No, I don't think that's the way it's going to work.
No?
That sounds like a hypothetical anyways. That doesn't sound like real stuff.
So, I mean, this is all it says. There's like a million articles about it that are trending.
Number 4, you stay in shape. Single people exercise more, watch what they eat, and take time to do outdoor activities.
I believe that.
I don't necessarily believe that you watch what you eat if you're a guy and you're single. You just eat less. That's the thing. If you don't have somebody that's actually making meals for you, you eat less. You're not necessarily eating better.
You want to lose 15 pounds, break up with your boyfriend. I'm just saying, every time it's happened
in
my life.
That's different. A depression, you know, a way where you stop eating or whatever.
Nope.
I mean, that's one thing.
It's just all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah, you think you can do better. And then for some reason, the weight just melts right off.
Yeah.
Let
me tell you,
true.
They never come back around if you lose 10 pounds. That's not the way it works. Just so we can be clear about that.
They don't.
No.
And it has nothing to do with that.
They don't care.
They feel so good afterwards that you're like, I didn't need them anyway. Look at me.
Number 3, you sleep better. And single people sleep better than those in a couple.
I found that interesting. I mean, I guess you don't have to share a bed, so
right.
Nobody's sweating next to you.
There's nobody rolling around on it. Yeah. Okay, that would fall right in line with my, you always have a parking space. If you have a driveway, you're at the condo, apartment building, you don't have to share that anymore. You don't have to hope that somebody's not in your reserved spot. It's all yours.
Number two, you have more and better friends. Single people do not need to choose who will have priority so that they cultivate deeper and lasting friendships by building strong support networks.
I mean, that's definitely true. It's 100% true. Like, I think about sometimes I feel guilty because I want to go have dinner and drinks with my girlfriends.
Sure.
But then it's like, well, I worked all week and I really wasn't home a lot and you feel guilty and like, you want to spend time with your family, too, and your family always takes priority over your friends.
Well, you also have children, and they can't maintain for themselves. So there's that.
That's
right.
True.
I mean, responsibilities. Right.
Number one, you take care of your heart health. Now, there is an idea that singles live less, but science showed that being married can be bad for your health.
What?
While singles are in better shape, especially when it comes to heart health.
Okay.
You know what? He's got some weird dialect that I just can't place.
Yeah.
Where's that dude?
It's internet weird people.
I'm
know
not
that
buying
is.
That at all.
I will say, because I've read like a million different articles about this, a lot of it I think is valid, but I think that there's other good reasons to be single. I think if you're single, there's certain things you love about it, right?
Yeah, well, they're more selfish reasons that are more like straightforward.
Right.
You know? You can have anything you want in your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to check your schedule with anybody. You can go anywhere you want anytime. You could sleep in the middle of the day on a Tuesday. You don't care.
I didn't go to the grocery store yesterday. No one's going to complain today.
Right.
If you're single that there's no food in the fridge.
It's just you.
Right.
You automatically let yourself off the hook when you open up the fridge and see that there's at least leftover Chinese.
There's science-backed reasons why you're better off being single. It says you're better with money. It says you're healthier. You're better at keeping friends. But there's some kind of other fun reasons why it's good to be single, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to check off on anybody's plans ever. I can go on vacation wherever, whenever I want. I can stay out late with my friends and never be judged.
1-800-330-9999. Justin, why is it better to be single?
You know, the best thing for me is when I go home at night, I just don't have to put anything away. I can just throw things down wherever I want and, you know, they'll be there when I get back. I don't have to worry about any of that.
So no cleaning? Like, that's your favorite thing about being single is that you can just be a complete slob?
Gross. I can be gross whenever I feel like it. I can leave stuff wherever I feel like it for weeks.
Pretty much. But, I mean, obviously, I clean. Yeah. But bags, coats, shoes, whatever. Don't matter.
Yeah. I would do the same. I can't even. You know what I mean? There's a lot of my stuff that would never find a home if I didn't have my wife. It would just be around.
My husband is super anal clean.
Hmm.
So, some nights I'm so tired and I like just don't finish cleaning the kitchen. But I know every time I wake up in the morning, everything will be pristine. And it's one of the things I love about him. This morning I went downstairs. Everything was still there from dinner.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what am I going to say? I didn't do it. Like, it's my own fault. Like, I didn't, like, it was my job to clean up. He cooked last night.
A lot of people's first thought would be, is my husband okay?
Well,
is he dead? Where is he?
He was asleep in the bed when I left. Like, I know he's fine. He probably just fell asleep and, like, didn't do it. Yeah, I understand that.
Cassie, what's the best part about being single?
Oh, my gosh. The best thing ever is not having to watch stupid football 24/7. I can't stand it. And my ex-husband, that's all he did was watch football day and night. That TV was on constantly. It drove me insane.
What's the thing that you watch, Anna, when nobody else is home? Whatever you want.
I never watch anything.
Thanks.
I feel like I never have time. But if I had a chance in my dream world, I would watch documentaries about animals.
Those like, immediately put me to sleep. So
no,
I love them,
ones,
but they put me to sleep.
No, anything that's like safari or deep ocean, like sharks and whales, sign me up for that because nobody else in my house wants to watch that except for me.
Yeah. Having control of the remote is a big one. I wonder how long that lasts. You're excited about it. Sounds like it's going to last forever for you. So that's good. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Dina, what's the best part about being single?
I can order takeout every night and no one's going to bother me about what I'm eating and I can eat it in my bed.
Oh, boy.
Well, listen, I mean, you had me right until that time.
Right.
You had me at hello and then I've got a thing about eating in bed. Anna could tell you it makes me, I can't handle it. I don't even want to smell stuff in the bedroom. It's really repulsive.
Only ice cream. I eat a bowl of ice cream in the bed, okay. But that's the only thing.
But when I'm done with the bowl, I got to stick the bowl at least in the bathroom. I can't have it in the room. Does that make any sense?
No, it actually does make sense, because I think a lot of times I'm the exact same way. But, I mean, if you're really tired, I'll survive it.
Dina, the best thing about ordering takeout when you're single is it's affordable. You can order takeout. It's a viable economic resolution. Like, you've made a decision. You've analyzed the cost, and you're like, no. Why am I going to go to the grocery store? I'm not going to do that to myself. I'm one person. And you know what? I will have the house lo mein for an extra $2. I deserve the shrimp. Thank you.
You've heard it a million times. Every time you shave, it makes your hair grow back quicker and thicker. But is it real? Dr. Rebecca Marcus, she's a dermatologist and founder of the skincare brand MayMD. You can find them online at MayMD.com. That's MAEIMD.com. Dr. Marcus, is that true?
It's actually false.
Oh, thank God. Every year that I live longer, doctor, I have to shave another inch of my body. It's too much.
Well, your genetics are really what determine the thickness and the rate of growth of your hair. You know, some people are just born with fine hair and some are born with thick hair. And when you shave, it really only cuts the hair at the surface of the skin, but it doesn't have any effect on the follicle.
So whenever your child decides to shave for the first time, like you look at their legs and the leg hair is very fine, right?
Or their upper lip, sure.
Right.
Yeah, but it feels like when it starts to grow back, it grows back like an adult. I feel like when I, like the stubbly kind of thing.
It's coarse.
Yeah, why is that?
So the hair actually has different phases of growth. And of course, children naturally have finer and thinner hair than adults. And as we age, our hair becomes coarser and thicker over time. And for anyone who shaves, the hair that's on the surface of the skin has been exposed to the elements. All of those things, it can actually make hair appear thinner. And so when you shave the hair, it cuts it off just right at the surface of the skin. And the part that grows back is the thicker, coarser part, that's sort of the middle of the hair shaft. So the end of the hair shaft is going to be finer and thinner, and the middle of the hair shaft is coarser and thicker.
I think she's saying that if I was to let all the hair on my body grow out and then just brush it, condition it, treat it nicely and expose it to sun.
You would look like it from the Adam's Family?
I was going to say the world would be a better place and I would live with less abrasions, but I guess.
Now, I know that women shaving their face is becoming a trend. I feel like it's much more commonplace. Yeah, not like how a guy shaves his face.
Okay.
But they have these long plastic things that you buy. But they call
The Dermablade.
Yes. Yeah. Like, what is up with the Dermablade? Yeah.
The Dermablade is a very fine precision shaping tool for the eyebrows and can even be used to shave the vellus hairs on the face. Vellus hairs are the very, very fine, thin hairs that are very light in color and would not be able to be targeted by laser, for example. You can actually have that service done in a spa, or you can do it yourself, but you've got to be very careful because I've seen a lot of people get folliculitis, which is inflammation of the hair follicle after using a Dermablade.
Oh, well, so how do you prevent that? Is it because you're too rough?
So it disrupts the skin barrier and sort of opens up the pores in the hair follicles and bacteria can enter. If you get these persistent shaving bumps, then you could visit a dermatologist and just get a little simple topical antibiotic pad. And that's something that we often prescribe. It's very helpful.
That's really helpful in bathing suit season. And between us ladies, we understand what we're talking about when we say that.
Doc, I've always heard the thing that is like, look at your mother's uncle or whatever to try and figure out whether or not you're going to have balding issues down the road. Is there any truth to that?
What are you talking about?
I want to find out what the future is going to be like. I mean, to me, she's a tarot card reader. Yeah. I got to have it all.
You're right about that. So the genes for hair loss tend to be inherited through the maternal side. You should look at your maternal grandfather, possibly even your uncle.
This is where I'm torn. My grandfather is like, he's got the hair of Tony Dalton. He's fantastic. Mm-hmm. My uncle, he's a cue ball.
All right.
Nothing.
Well, you have to roll those dice. Dr. Rebecca Marcus, dermatologist and founder of the skincare brand MayMD. Find them online at MAEIMD.com.
Thank you so much for having me.
What's the normal thing you've never done? The Kardashians have been getting a lot of criticism about how out of touch they are.
Yeah.
First, there was like the cucumber fiasco. Remember, Kendall didn't know how to cut a cucumber. Like, normal thing. At some point in your life, you figured out how to cut a cucumber.
I mean, you've seen one sliced before. That's the, that's what sticks out to me on that.
She had no idea how to do it. It was the first time for her. And then Kylie, she's been in the news recently because she took her kids to the Target. It was like on the show. And this is what it sounded like.
Where are we going, girls?
Target!
You guys don't want to get any bowls?
No.
What?
They were acting like they were at Disney World for the first time. It was so clear that they were out of touch. Like something as normal as running to Target to grab something. The kids had never done it. They had no idea what they were doing.
So because the kids were excited, it was no good?
Well, it wasn't so much they were excited. It was almost like a novelty. It actually seemed like kind of...
The kids were acting? Everybody was acting? It was staged?
Just seems like a normal thing that an average person does, and you certainly wouldn't brag that you've never been to Target before. You know what I mean?
All right.
Are there things that you've never done that are completely normal?
I can't really say that there is. I mean, I kind of feel like I try everything. I'm a yes man, Anna. Yeah. I mean, I try and be a yes man. How about you?
I've never had meatloaf.
Oh.
I don't know. I think it's gross.
I can't believe you're sharing that with people.
Never in my life.
It's one of the most upsetting things that I ever learned about you, to tell you the truth.
And I've never tried it. I don't have any real desire to do so. I feel like I come from a family that makes delicious meatballs. So why do I have to possibly eat your nasty meatloaf? I don't know. I'm looking on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. Alicia wrote she never had a pedicure. Girl, get a pedicure.
Oh, man. Definitely do that. It's good for you.
Kat says she's never been on an airplane. Wow.
I think that there's a lot of people that haven't, though. I mean, just because you do something, you tend to think that there's very few people out there that haven't done it. But I don't think a lot of people do that. Like, I know people, they've never been camping. They've never, you know, stuff like that.
I've never been camping.
See?
You know that.
I mean, that seems like a normal thing to me.
1-800-330-9999. Heather, what's a normal thing that you've never done?
I've never eaten eggplant, broccoli, or cauliflower.
Wait a minute. You never had broccoli in your life?
No.
I've only had it a handful of times.
What?
You know that. Remember I tried it for the first time a few years ago on the air? Something about it. I had it one time and the texture in my mouth freaked me out. But you're missing the boat on the eggplant. Eggplant's delicious.
No, but I know people that have never had eggplant in their life. Like, I know a lot of people that have never had eggplant.
Like Heather. So what would it take for us to make you eat eggplant?
Right. Get down here right now. We're going to shove an eggplant right in your mouth.
Eat it like an apple.
Somebody told me once that if certain eggplants aren't prepared correctly, they can make you sick. Like really sick and die. Like
get out of here.
Yes, they could be poisonous.
What happens if... Well, think about it. You never have raw eggplant in anything.
That's what I heard is raw eggplant can be poisonous. Look it up.
What happens if you eat raw eggplant? Plant. Hold on, let me see. Although you'd have to.
You were
eat
just going to have me come down there and eat it like an apple.
Hey, wait a minute.
Attempted murder.
I didn't make you eat anything yet.
Before I have to call the attorneys.
And you would have definitely signed a waiver when you walked in here. It's pretty standard.
It can lead to nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea.
Oh my gosh. Huh. Well, if you get that for long enough, you could die.
Right.
So let's make sure that you don't do that. But cauliflower dipped in some ranch is where it's at, girl. So.
Are there any other vegetables that'll kill us? Are there any veggies that will kill us raw?
Don't tell her that. Then she won't eat anything that's good for her.
Red kidney beans. Oh, that's a vegetable?
Red kidney beans are killers. Murderers.
There are some completely normal things that most people have done, but you haven't. What are they? 1-800-330-9999. Amy.
In 48 years, I've never had a store-bought Halloween costume.
Wow.
Wow.
And I've never had one for my 12-year-old son.
So are you either A, witch, or B, a seamstress?
I'm just crafty.
Okay.
What were you and your son last year?
Good question.
Last year, I can't recall.
See, look at that. It's like the Super Bowl winner. It's already over. She can't remember.
We usually do movie themes, so he wants to be a minion this year.
Okay.
But my husband got into it so much that he shaved his head to be Gru a few years ago.
That is committed to the craft, 100%.
Yeah.
Helen, what's the normal thing you've never done?
Well, I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness, so I actually didn't have a birthday party until I was 19.
That's wild, right? I mean, but, you know, those are the decisions that your parents make for you. It's not like when you're born, right? They ask you what religion you want to be or how you want to believe or what you want to celebrate. Are you estranged with your family now or everything's cool, but you just have birthday parties on your own?
I mean, it's a work in progress. You know, I'm not totally estranged from them. I do have my birthday parties, but I'll tell you that first one coming up with a theme for my first birthday party, a lot of pressure.
Yeah. I mean, your friend should have just handled that for you. This is like Tom Cruise, though. Same thing with like Tom Cruise and his families, his ex-wives, his alien family, you know, all that
the Scientology.
Yeah, some of them. I don't know what they believe, but I think most of it is that they can fly in ships.
Yeah, but I think they're allowed to have birthday cake.
Well, maybe.
We don't know for sure.
You know what? Nobody's asked them that in an interview. They should.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm 24 years old, and I don't know how to drive. I grew up in the city, so we could walk everywhere or take a bus or a subway. So never need to learn how to drive.
I can't even imagine.
I've never done it.
I feel like this is more and more a thing now, Anna. Like, I mean, listen, when I was 16, everybody was knocking down the door to get your license right the moment you could. You get a permit, and then you get your license. And if you ran into people that didn't have your license, you'd be like, why? You thought that they were crazy. And it was usually because their parents told them to be cautious or whatever. But now, like, friends of my kid, some of them don't have a license still. And they're same thing, 24, 25 years old.
But wait till you feel the freedom of being able to just go wherever you want on your own. It's just the best feeling in the whole world. I don't know why anybody want to give that up.
Fear. Or if you're in the city, you know, the amount of expense that you have to actually use a car, it's quite a bit.
Do you think you're ever going to get your license?
I mean, if I have to, I mean, if move somewhere without quality public transportation, I'm gonna have to turn that state ID in for a driver's license. But right now I'm not my only group of my friends who is like this, and we're fine. So
Living. I'm on the phone.
Right. Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Alex and Brenda. Brenda, what's going on?
Well, our daughter, she's very entrepreneurial. She wants to start dog sitting. And the family that replied she put out posters in the neighborhood. And the family that replied, they have a pit bull. And I just don't want our daughter to go. I mean, absolutely not. I just feel like it's too much to ask, and I just don't want my daughter around that kind of dog. There's too many risks, and there's too many things we know about pit bulls, and I just think it's a bad idea.
Alex, what do you think?
I mean, I think she's just being overly cautious. The dog is very sweet, very nice. The family has 3 children already. So the dog is used to being around kids, very good around kids. So she's making, assumptions based on the breed that this is going to be a mean dog. It's not a mean dog. And our daughter really wants to do it. And, they get along just fine. I think she's going to be just fine. Just overreacting.
I don't want to hear that I'm overreacting, though. Three kids doesn't make a difference. Our kid the dog's not used to being around our kid. Dogs are different with every person. I'm not overreacting. I'm being careful.
Okay, but pit bulls get a bad rap. You know, it's just not, just because it's a pit bull doesn't mean it's a mean dog.
There's many people that have great relationships with their dogs. I even hate to use the term pit bull. I mean, it's like an American Terrier, basically, at this point, whatever they call it. Stepfordshire Terrier. I can't pronounce it correctly. The media and everybody hypes this up so big. Sure, pit bulls have been involved in some things. There's up there, it's a common dog, and there's been some terrible things. Rottweilers, Dobermans, Terriers, Chihuahuas. I mean, they've all bitten children before with bad results. Bad things can happen with dogs if the scenario gets out of control. I think the main thing is they got to spend time. Like, if she's going to walk this dog, you're right. They need to know her as a friend. She would have to go over there and so forth. But you know what? Maybe people don't agree with me. Maybe they just agree with you, Brenda.
Let's see what the audience has to say. If they agree with Brenda, then she's right. If you have some hesitations about the type of dog and you think that your daughter is not going to be able to handle it or something bad might happen, you're just looking out for your kid's best interest and you just say no. But they may see Alex's side too, where that's not really fair to be stereotyping a dog that you really don't know anything about. And obviously, if they reached out to your daughter, they have faith in their dog and that their dog won't be hurtful or nothing bad will happen.
You ever see those videos where the pit bull just wants somebody to say hi and they're on the lawn and they got the sign and people walk by until the kids come and say hey?
Yes, but I also saw something this week. I don't even want to say it because it kind of echoes what Brenda says, and I don't want to put that out there.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Alex and Brenda have a 14-year-old daughter, and she wanted to start dog sitting. So she put up some flyers around the neighborhood. She got a call from a neighbor down the street. Now, the problem is, is that the dog that she's being asked to babysit for, to dog sit for, excuse me, is a pit bull. And Brenda says no. Like, you're 14. You don't know anything about these dogs. These dogs are dangerous. You're not going to watch that dog.
Yeah, Alex says, this is a dog from the neighborhood. We see this dog. We know this dog. They have three kids in the house. This is a very friendly dog. Everything is going to be fine. We'll go over there. We'll meet the dog ahead of time. Don't judge a book, you know, based on its cover. But Mom says, I just don't like it.
Right. Bad reputation. It stinks. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Nick, whose side are you on?
I'm on Alex's. You know, you can't just post something dog sitting, and, you know, that was apparent. They should have said, they should have talked about it before they posted it, you know?
Right. I mean, they opened themselves up to it and said that they were going to do it, and now that they're not going to say, what would that do to a fledgling business anyways, right, in the neighborhood? Because other dog owners are going to talk to them. Oh, you know, well, I called them, and, you know, they wouldn't take my dog.
Right.
You got to set the line before you go out there.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. It's a tough one. Alex and Brenda have a 14-year-old daughter who has started to want to dog sit in the neighborhood. So they posted pictures and like flyers all around saying, hey, we're looking for dogs to dog sit. And they got a response, except it's a pit bull. And Brenda's like, no, we're not letting our daughter go watch a pit bull. They're dangerous.
Alex says, it's ridiculous. This is a dog from the neighborhood. They have three children over there. It's a very friendly dog. We're going to go over, spend time with the dog ahead of time. Everything will be fine. It is the only call that she got back.
Would you let your child watch a pit bull? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court. Lisa, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. I feel like people don't understand that actually small dogs are more responsible for more dog bites if you really want to worry about dog bites. But pit bulls really get a bad rap. They are so people-friendly. They love people. This dog's probably going to adore this girl.
Hey, Mary, whose side are you on?
I think the husband. If you don't know the dog, how are you going to make that judgment? If you're going to have your kid walk any dog, you should have the same, you know, the same opinion all around.
Hi, Amber. Whose side are you on today?
Definitely dad's side. I don't think it's right of mom to be discriminating based off of a breed. There are plenty of very lovable, sweet pit bulls. I mean, they were originally the nanny dog. It's people that made them bad.
Sure. Any dog is going to be a result of their situation, right? Thank you for the call. Have a great day.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Alex, our audience agreed with you. If the family feels that the animal is safe to be around your 14-year-old daughter and she wants to do it, then you can't have a prejudice against a pit bull.
Oh, great. Great. I mean, don't worry. We're gonna do everything safe. I'm gonna walk her over there. We're gonna meet the dog. I'm gonna make sure that I feel very comfortable with it. But I'm happy to hear that. I think it's gonna be a good opportunity for her.
Brenda, I think the ultimate barometer is your daughter, right? So, I mean, obviously, you're cautious. You're upset. You don't agree with this, and you're gonna keep an eye out on it, I'm sure. And if at any point your daughter doesn't feel safe, then you just say, nope, that's it. You know, we're going to pull the plug on that. But, you know, you can go over there and say hi to that dog, too. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, I'm not happy about this, but we'll figure it out.
Okay, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot is $100 thanks to Go-Go Squeeze. Go-Go Squeeze Fruit on the Go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Tyler, you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
All right, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
All right, Raven, leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Tyler.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raven is walking out of here and closing that big studio door. He won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number one, Bruce Springsteen concert tickets surged in price to $5,000 after Ticketmaster enacted their dynamic pricing program. What song has these opening lyrics? The screen door slams, Mary's dress sways like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays.
I don't know.
Number two, Amber Heard has officially filed a notice of appeal of the $10 million defamation verdict. Johnny Depp plays Captain Jack Sparrow in what movie series?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Number three, Shark Week is underway on Discovery. What are baby sharks called?
minnows.
Number four, Jordan Peele's new horror movie took the top spot of the box office this past weekend. What's it called? And here's a hint. It's the opposite of yep.
Black Bone.
Number five, WWE CEO Vince McMahon officially retired on Friday after allegation of misconduct. Finish the catchphrase that Stone Cold would say. And that's the bottom line.
You're done?
I mean, Tyler, that was terrible. I mean, that was really terrible. I mean, that was hilariously bad. It really was.
Okay.
All right, so Tyler got one out of five.
Not too good, Tyler. $100. Here we go.
But he did it with flair.
Okay,
so there's
great.
That. Yeah. Number one, Bruce Springsteen concert tickets surged in price to $5,000 apiece after Ticketmaster enacted their dynamic pricing program.
Yeah.
What song has these opening lyrics? The screen door slams, Mary's dress sways like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays.
I don't know.
Thunder Road.
Okay.
Number two, Amber Heard has officially filed a notice of appeal of the $10 million defamation verdict.
Okay.
Johnny Depp plays Captain Jack Sparrow in what movie series?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes. Number three, Shark Week is underway on Discovery. What are baby sharks called?
Pups.
Yes. Number four, Jordan Peele's new horror movie took the top spot at the box office this past weekend. What's it called?
Nope.
That's what it's called. I was going to give you the hint. The hint is that it's the opposite of yep.
Nope.
But it's nope.
Nope.
Nope. Number five, WWE CEO Vince McMahon officially retired on Friday after allegation of misconduct. Finish the catchphrase that Stone Cold would say. And that's the bottom line.
Because Stone Cold said so.
I'm sorry, Tyler. He beat you, I think, 4-1 today.
Raven's too good, man.
Yeah. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt, though, so enjoy that shirt.
Enjoy that shirt,
Thank
brother.
You. I appreciate it.
All right, another $100 in the jackpot. You'll have your chance tomorrow at $200.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.